This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Monumental events are taking place in the Middle East, including Israel, and especially in Jerusalem and East Jerusalem, pertaining also to the Temple Mount. And I want to tell you today that these events are in direct preparation of biblical prophecies which are going to be fulfilled in the not-too-distant future. But before I go into the scriptures of the Bible, please bear with me a little bit, and I'm going to show you from news articles what is happening right now. And of course, the news articles will not tell you anything about what the Bible says, but I cannot imagine, after you have heard this brief summary of news articles and then hearing the prophecies of the Bible, that you cannot see the connection. I'm sure you will. And so let us start with reading from an article by Times of Israel, dated October 16, saying that Israel on Friday rejected Palestinian calls for an international force to be deployed in East Jerusalem to promote calm around the Temple Mount and the Flashpoint Al-Aqsa Mosque. On October 17, the Jerusalem Post added, France submitted a presidential statement in order to advance a plan to station international observers at Jerusalem's Temple Mount to ensure that the status quo at the site is preserved. Keep this in mind. We are talking about plans to bring about international force, or a, as it says, international observers at the Temple Mount. The Times of Israel wrote on October 17 that six Arab states are set to submit a proposal on behalf of the Palestinians to the UN's cultural body to officially claim the Western Wall as part of Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, or the Temple Mount. These six nations were Algeria, Egypt, Kuwait, Morocco, Tunisia, and the United Arab Emirates. In addition, the Palestinians seek condemnation of ongoing Israeli archaeological excavations near the Temple Mount and the Old City. Now, of course, this didn't quite come to pass, but it is interesting what is being contemplated. Because on October 21, the GTA wrote this: while the resolution approved Wednesday morning in Paris dropped plans to label the Temple Mount as a Muslim site, the organization recognized Rachel's tomb in Bethlehem and the tomb of the patriarchs in Hebron as Muslim sites that are part of a Palestinian state. The vote was 26-6 in favor of the resolution, with 25 abstentions. Before the vote, the six Arab countries that submitted the proposal on behalf of the Palestinians removed from the proposal a statement declaring the Western Wall in Jerusalem part of the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex and naming it part of the Muslim religious site. It also removed references to Jerusalem as the occupied capital of Palestine in order to garner support for the proposal. The fact that they removed it doesn't mean that that is not what they are aiming at. The final text of the resolution included condemnation of the aggression and illegal measures taken against the freedom of worship and access of Muslims to Al-Aqsa Mosque and Israel's attempts to break the status quo since 1967. Israeli officials and American Jewish groups protested the resolution as a farce and an outright lie. But the spirit of condemnation is there. The spirit to take over the Temple Mount by Arabs is there. Now, an interesting article was published by Al Monitor. Now, this article was by no means sympathetic towards the Israeli government. It was titled, "Why It Is Time for Israel to Close the Temple Mount to Jews." And then the article nevertheless stated that it is important to emphasize that Israel has no intention of taking control of the Al-Aqsa Mosque or changing the status quo involving the Temple Mount. The Palestinians, however, are more attentive to conspiracy theories based on statements by the messianic Israeli right. Palestinians are convinced that Israel plans an usurping Al-Aqsa. Until the Israeli government takes crystal clear action, such as closing the Temple Mount to Jews for a cooling off period, there is no chance that the Palestinians' state of mind will change. Can you imagine that? So now they are saying the Israelis should close the Temple Mount to Jews to appease the radical, violent Palestinian groups which are resorting to violence to kill the Jews. Now, why is this all important in relationship to biblical prophecy? Well, first, let me read you one more article by GTA, which was published on October 11, 2015, talking about not only the Temple Mount, but also what was on the Temple Mount. It says the New York Times walked back an article that questioned whether two Jewish temples ever existed on the site of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And then they had this correction, and the correction stated, an earlier version of this article misstated the question that many books and scholarly treatises have never definitively answered concerning the two ancient Jewish temples. The question is, where precisely on the 37-acre Temple Mount site the temples had once stood, not whether the temples had ever existed there. The article goes on to cite substantial evidence, including the historian Flavius Josephus and historical records of the Romans, documenting the destruction that the second temple stood on the site, likely in the immediate vicinity of the Dome of the Rock, the third holiest site for Muslims. The most direct physical evidence of the temple's existence on the site is the Western Wall, an outer wall spared by Roman destruction, the article said. The wall has become a holy site in itself, drawing millions of Jews for prayer, and that's why the Palestinians wanted to have that declared to be part of the Muslim rule and regime. There are most certainly indications in the Bible that a third temple is going to be built prior to the return of Jesus Christ, and also that sacrifices will be given prior to the return of Jesus Christ, and that Jerusalem will be occupied by a foreign army prior to the return of Jesus Christ, in fact, bringing about the Great Tribulation and ultimately Christ's return. You see, when you read these kind of things, which I have just read to you, and looking now at biblical scriptures, you should see the connection. You should see how this is all being prepared as to what is going to happen. Can you imagine when the Jews will begin to build a third temple on the Temple Mount, either right next to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, or maybe demolishing the Al-Aqsa Mosque first, what reaction that will be by the Palestinians and the Arab nations? And why a European force will be forced in their minds to intervene, like Paris tried to already bring about now, to bring calm to the region. Let me first of all read to you a scripture from the book of Luke, chapter 21, and these are Jesus Christ's words. Verse 20. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. And then he goes on to say in verse 24, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. That's important to realize. The times of the Gentiles will be fulfilled. That is the time setting. A reference to that is to be found in Revelation chapter 11, but there it's also talking about a temple, a third temple, which is going to be erected. And it says in verse 1, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months, 3.5 years, the time of the Great Tribulation. We see how Gentile armies will occupy Jerusalem, will occupy the temple, or at least the court, and will tread the holy city underfoot. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we find another reference to the temple of God, beginning in verse 3. It says, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away from the truth." This is a warning to true Christians not to fall away from the truth, because many will. They still will fall away in the future. It says, "That day of Christ's return cannot come unless a falling away comes first. And the man of sin," as the scriptures refer to him as a false prophet, "the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself," or declaring himself to be, "God." There's going to be an individual who will claim to be God. And he will be sitting in the temple of God, a third temple, which is still going to be built in Jerusalem. And in the book of Matthew, you find another reference to these events in chapter 24. And in verse 15, Christ said, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place," the Temple Mount, where the temple is going to be built, "and then an abomination of desolation will be erected there." It could refer to the army which brings about desolation, which is an abomination in God's eyes. It could refer to a statue which happened in the times of Daniel, when Daniel prophesied. We don't know exactly what it's going to be, but we see the connection here. It's going to be at the holy place. It could even refer to the false prophet, who is an abomination in God's eyes, who is going to be participating in the process of bringing desolation to Jerusalem. What is the time setting? Verse 21, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world, until this time, no, nor ever shall be." And so we find from these passages in the New Testament what is going to happen. But Daniel, also in the Old Testament, gives us some very interesting prophecies. In Daniel chapter 12 and in verse 11 we read, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days." You see, the time connection here. There will be daily sacrifices given in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. The Jews will begin to give again daily sacrifices. In the process of building the temple, they can start with the daily sacrifices before they have completed the temple, but it's all in anticipation of building the temple. And then a power will come in, and they will do away with the daily sacrifices and instead set up the abomination of desolation at the holy place. And then a certain time setting is given. In Daniel 11, we also read about these same events in verse 31. Here it's talking about a king of the north, another description of the beasts, as we read about him in the book of Revelation. It says, "And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress, and then they shall take away the daily sacrifices, and place there the abomination of desolation," the prophecy Christ has reference to later, as we have just read. And then in verse 41, we read more. We read more about this occupying force. What is he going to occupy, that future king of the north? Verse 41, "He shall also enter the glorious land," the promised land, "and many countries shall be overthrown." And verse 45, "He shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain." So there you have it. We are clearly told in Scripture that an occupying force will intervene to, quote-unquote, bring about peace to the land, to the country, to the region. It's going to happen at the time when daily sacrifices are being brought. And then this force will come in, do away with the sacrifices, and then they will occupy the temple. The man of sin will be sitting in the temple, which is still going to be built, proclaiming to be God. And an abomination of desolation will be set up. And all these things are going to happen because the Bible says they will, and this is going to happen at the time of the Great Tribulation, culminating in the return of Jesus Christ. And when you look at the news today, you can see how these plans are already in operation. They haven't been carried out yet. Certain things still have to happen, but you see the spirit with which people are operating. It's going to happen very clearly. Now, if you want to know more about these things, we have prepared a free booklet. It's called The Book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. I haven't even talked about any of the prophecies in the Book of Zechariah, but this book also has a lot to say about end-time events and what is going to happen, especially in Jerusalem, in East Jerusalem, and insofar as the Temple Mount is concerned. We're also running a series right now in our weekly updates, a Q&A series written by our pastor Dave Harris, which talks about Jerusalem in the past, the present, and the future. And of course, you might want to read those Q&As. Many other articles have been written by us about Jerusalem, and we are going to put all of those together pretty soon for a booklet, a new booklet. But you see, these are important events which you need to be aware of, because the news are not going to tell you what they all mean, except if you look at the Bible and compare the news with what the Bible says. And we are here to tell you what today's news mean in the light of biblical prophecies. And today in this program, I have begun to tell you a little bit about what is happening in the Middle East. There's much more which will be said in the future. But in the meantime, please read our free booklet on Zechariah. Just write us and say, I'd like to have a copy, a free copy, on the booklet of Zechariah. We'll be happy to send it to you. So thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.